This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things to talk about. We just had Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show on here. And in the third hour, we're going to be having Tana Gertz. She's going to be calling in. Well, we're going to be calling her and connecting up. She is, of course, a Trump advisor, and she's going to be with the campaign, joining up with the campaign for Donald Trump in 2020. That's going to be happening in the third hour. So she's going to be doing that starting in January, I think. I mean, that's a speculation. That's what I've been – a little birdie told me that in my ear. So we're going to have to see how that all goes. Okay, well, we got all kinds of things that are rocking and rolling here. Voter fraud in California, of course. Of course. Well, it's a template. And I want to make sure that we understand that, you know, their theory is, now I don't have this theory. I'm a lifetime Californian, you know. And, of course, we're starting the new California state movement. We're into it. It's happening. but the bottom line is that they have a template out here. And this template is now moving to other parts of the state, or the United States. Now, here's the deal. Their theory is, once it starts in California, it spreads, right? That's what they've always said. And I am not that kind of a thinker. I am not that, as an example, the only thing we really get over here in California is news that comes out of New York City and Washington. That's it. I mean, we really don't have any news agencies in California, either written, Breitbart, but Breitbart's failing. You know, Breitbart's going down the tubes thanks to bad management. So we just don't have anything left. I mean, the L.A. Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, Sacramento Bee. I mean, talk about leftist papers. And nobody really reads them anymore. I mean, their problem is nobody reads them anymore. Everybody goes online. So, you know, there's a real void out here on the left coast of anything substantial news-wise. All we get is a New York feed. Talk about centralized government, right? Well, you know, I'm an independent. I don't take what I hear in New York or from Washington. By the way, truth be known, Red State Talk Radio, who we're broadcasting with right now, emanates from Washington, D.C. That's my point. But we are one of the only news sources, Agenda 21 Radio, that comes from California that can be heard nationally out of Washington, D.C. Think about that. As tiny as we are, we're taking on the big boys, and we're coming from California. And I'm bouncing it back to you guys, warning you that don't take what California has politically or learning these little legal things by way of the voting laws and so on and how to amend and change your state around. Don't be Californicated. That's the Californication that goes on. You ask Houston, Texas. You ask or Austin, Texas. Ask any of those places in Texas how they're becoming Californicated. Right? And that's a fact. You don't want to let your state become California. So I'm giving you the warning about all that stuff. But on the other hand, how we receive it, news and information out here strictly comes from the East Coast. And the most populated part of the country is the West Coast. Go figure, right? There's a real problem there about how people are getting their news and information. There should be a flamethrower news system out here from California. And there's none, zero, zip, nada. Now, that should tell you something. That should tell you that the system out here in California doesn't allow for news and information and the truth to be told. That is a fact, Jack. The news and information from California is that way. They suppress it. That's why conservatives are so suppressed in California. And I got to tell you, I think there's more conservatives than liberals in California. But I think that there's just so much voter suppression that's gone on. Clearly, in the new California state movement, you take a look at the rural versus urban. There's got to be more people. We estimate about 18 million people in the rural California that's going to be new California. At least 21 million in urban California. Now, let's take a look. Let's just play this the game, and I know it's not 100%. Just these are gross numbers; they're not specific. But urban people are more prone to vote liberal, but that doesn't mean that there's not conservatives in those urban areas, and there are. San Fernando Valley, oh, mercy! The San Fernando Valley is a place that is incredibly conservative, believe it or not. Yet, look at the liberal monsters that come out of there. Adam Schiff, right? Just to mention a few. And that whole area is more conservative than you realize. You get into the Hollywood area and the Hollywood Hills, and all, that's going to be liberal, of course. And there is a demarcation. But you see, the point is that in the urban areas, there are, just like there are conservatives, just like in rural California, there are liberals. My bet is there's even more conservatives, though, that are more liberal or more conservatives out of the urban areas than there are per capita on a percentage basis than what you'd find in rural California. Now, what that means is I believe there's more conservatives in California than there are liberals. But the liberals have control of the media, and there's not much news and information that's truthful in California. And there's certainly not any kind of news outlets, big ones like you find in New York and in other parts of New York and Washington that broadcast nationally. We just don't do a national broadcast out here in California to the rest of the nation. It doesn't go that way. It follows the sun, so to speak, right? 3 hours early. Why can't people get up at 3 o'clock in the morning in California and broadcast a national broadcast to the rest of the nation? I don't know why that might be the case, but it could be, couldn't it? I mean, all we get from, really, all we get, you talk about the hard stories, the soft stories, I would say, oh, the state capital, the capital is in Washington. I get that. And, of course, the other capital was New York City. I get that. But why can't people on the West Coast be heard nationally? There's a stifling. And that's a suppression in a sense. And that plays right into the hands of the power brokers here in Sacramento. And they know that. They know that. They know the media can be worked that way. And they have their own little ways of getting the media out in the right sources, in the right places, at the right time, the signaling that they possess. This helps with the suppression. That's just one way you beat the voters down, is with the media. That's my point. So the election system in California starts with the media and the lack thereof of proper media, if you will. It's not relevant because the overbearance of the media that comes from New York and in Washington to California. So people need to step up in the media. And, of course, New California, we will provide for that. We absolutely will. That's just one way in which you defeat somebody at the ballot box without them knowing about it. But that's part of the system. In other words, the system has its own players they want to have in place, right? So they're going to do everything they can to ensure the ballots go their way. It's like Stalin said. It's not who votes. It's who counts the votes. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Of course, yesterday we were talking about President Bush 41 bringing in the United Nations, making everybody in Paradise, California feel real good today. Thanks to George Bush. And the globalists, of course. It's the talk of the town. It's the talk of the globalist destruction, if you will, of Northern California, and actually all of California, if you think about it. I mean, they're trying to push everybody. It's kind of interesting. There's a map known as the rewilding map. It's been up for a long time, and all of us that have been doing Agenda 21 Radio understand the rewilding thing. It's a method by which you can get people off the land and bring the population down, depopulate the planet to 500 million people, half a billion people. That's a sustainable number. That's what these people think, right? Anyway, that's what's going on. So his funeral moves to Houston today, and they're doing their thing. By the way, a little reminder, Tana Gertz is going to be with us, President Trump advisor. She's going to be with us. So let's talk about voter fraud. Two big articles that came out, one by our own Katie Grimes, who is a contributor here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the other one is Orange County releases official vote count, and the numbers don't add up. It's Gateway Pundit. I love it. And this is, we knew these numbers were going to come out like this. There's a lot of things we know that we're not talking about. We just kind of wait. I'm telling you, this is why I say this. Time for popcorn and soda pop. You know, it's like the old drive-in movie theater things. You know there's actually still drive-in movie theaters? And by the way, if take your kids to one. They're a kick. I miss drive-in movie theaters. I don't even know whether there's one around here locally. They got rid of them. They taxed them out of business, of course. So, California, as you all know, the election comes and goes, and there's winners in California, and especially Orange County, California. You got the representative district 39, 47, 46, 48, 45, and 49, okay? 49. Let's take the one California Assembly or House of Representatives district, 39. I think it was Royce's old district. He was retiring. And a young lady by the name of Young Kim. That was her name. Young Kim. Korean lady, Young Kim. Lot of Koreans in that area. I used to live in that area. Yorba Linda. Okay? Yorba Linda. Ed Royce's old district. Now, it's interesting that this district borders, it's in the upper northern part of Orange County, and it borders San Bernardino and Los Angeles counties. That's the borders. And also it extends into San Bernardino and LA counties, okay? So it's Orange County, San Bernardino County, and Los Angeles County. Get it? So Young Kim is declared the victor on the night of the election. All the votes are counted for L.A. and San Bernardino. Now, L.A. is a massive, it's 12 million people. Well, it's about 4 million voters. Okay, 4 or 5 million voters, I think. And San Bernardino is a huge county, spatially huge. Yet they get their ballots all counted by the evening. You know, by midnight, everything's pretty much counted. And so in L.A. County and in San Bernardino County, when the votes are in, Young Kim wins decisively. Orange County, she's winning in the head by, you know, by a lot. However, put a hold on everything, a whole bunch of ballots show up in Orange County. And some 10 days later, she's not the victor anymore. Okay. Get the drift. And then nobody is, actually. No Republicans win in any of Orange County. It all turns blue. So, now, this is what Gateway Pundit has about the strange phenomena, right? Says, this is Gateway Pundit. Orange County, a conservative area just south of Los Angeles, California, turned all blue after Democrats produced hundreds of thousands of votes weeks after the election day using a practice known as ballot harvesting. The amount of mail-in ballots counted in Orange County were unprecedented. A whopping 250,000 ballots were produced in Orange County as a result of the new ballot harvesting law. Republicans such as Mimi Walters, Dana Rohrabacher, and Young Kim were all ahead election night, only to lose their races after late ballots were counted. Young Kim was ahead by 8,000 votes on election night and even attended freshman orientation in Washington, D.C., only to lose her Democratic opponent, to a Democratic opponent weeks later. The new voting system in California is so bad that Democrats D.J. Cox, who was down by 6.4% on election night in California's 21st district, ended up defeating GOP incumbent David Villato 3 weeks later. Precinct 38083 in Orange County, California, had a 120% turnout. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Amazing. Oops. Oops. 120% turnout. And then Rosie Memos. This is a tweet, I guess. Orange County seems to have skipped right past the risk-limiting audit and published official vote count. Turns out that's the highest turnout in 50 years. One county even had 120% turnout. Impressive. And I can agree with one thing. It was massive voter turnout in California. Massive. Other numbers don't add up in Orange County either. The Gateway Pundit has found has been reporting for this for weeks. October 22nd totals for voter registration there show 541,655 Republican and 523,624 Democrat. Yet totals from Election Day for Democrats surpassed that by 40,000 votes. So we're to believe there was 100% turnout of registered Dems? Don't you hate it? The numbers just get worse. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, and I'm going to make this point very, very succinctly, that when you take a look at they've got the snapshot of the voter turnout by precinct in Orange County, and this is where they have some issues. I would say if they're at the high end for voter turnout, 65%, which is high, really high, because I believe it was at least that. I'm going to say 65%. I'm not going to go higher than that. This is my estimate, so just go with me here. But if you take a look at other precincts, like the 38,000 district 38084, okay, they had votes that came in, let's say, at 76%. I can't buy that 76% is an accurate number. You know, I can't believe that the voter. In other words, this is another place you got to check for ballot harvesting, because if you were to take that down, even take it down 6%, or take it down 7% to get it to 68%, which would be the very, very high end of voter turnout, you'd still have a substantial number of ballots that have been brought in, probably as ballot harvest. We knew that there was 250,000 votes that came in extra, at least that many. And if you take a look at the other ones down there, you have 38302 at 76%, 38310 at 79%, 81% for 38. So all these precincts are overbalanced by numbers. Think about it. Ballot harvesting. That's only one thing. We'll go right now.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about voting and voter fraud. And one of the things that's come up, of course, is what's going on in France with the Yellow Vest protest. And by the way, I think that Yellow Vest might be something that we in New California will be putting on. And we have Dane Sensor with us here. Dane, I hope you can hear us here. We're answering. Ah, okay. Are you there, Dane?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's amazing. We got our little system going on here and just blast this out. So go ahead. You're calling about voter fraud, I suspect.
Well, I'll tell you something. I saw on Twitter a French woman. She had a yellow vest that was showing the protest in France. And I looked at this video and I was watching it, and she was screaming in French at the military French people, basically. And I wasn't understand. I didn't read the caption, but I was listening to her. But the power that this woman expressed, you could see it, the pain and agony of, what are you doing to us as a French people, as a French country? How are you doing this to us? And that she got down on her knees. It was so powerful. I hope people can see this video. I hope it's retweeted a billion times. But it's the same thing that I feel here in this country. You know, and the thing was, the French people can do this, an uprise like this, like the French Revolution, and then they changed the vote. They got Macron to reverse this tax, this fraudulent climate tax fraud they put on the people of France. Now I'm saying, why can't we do this? Where are we? Let's Americans, let's put on our voter vest, our yellow voter vest, and go out in the streets like they did. We are being disenfranchised with our votes. We are being fraudulent votes in America. We are being votes stolen from us in California, across the country. America, the American people, I'm talking to you out there. When are you going to get the yellow vest on, get to the streets and say, we've had enough to these Democrats who are stealing elections from us? It's got to stop. This country wasn't based on stealing votes and stealing America from the people. And we as the people can do what the French people, if the French can do it, who they mock all the time for having no backbone, got up on the streets and got out there and put their yellow vest on, and they turned around a decision and slammed down that president, that worthless president they got, that French toast president, we can do it. And this is what I'm saying. New California can do it.
Well, I think New California is about ready to come on the surface and blow everybody away. But, and, you know, I think New Californians should don in support of the French people and this voter fraud that's gone. We should all don yellow vests. That's what I think. That's just a little suggestion. Don't you?
That's a great idea. Absolutely. And my hat goes off to the French people for uprising against what is wrong and is fraudulent. And they went out, they put their yellow vest on, and they changed it. The people, not the government, the people changed it. And that's what we are. We are a people in America, and we can do the same thing. Where is the backbone of America? Let's get our yellow vest on and say, we've had enough of the voter fraud. Everybody's, oh, where's the voter fraud? I'll tell you where the voter fraud, it's in Orange County, it's in California, it's in Nevada, it's across the country. Okay, that's where it's at. Open your eyes and smell the smelling salt. And wake up, have a cup of coffee and wake up, people. Don't be so stupid, sit back, oh, well, I can't do anything about it. You know something? That's just the attitude. You'll get nothing done. This is why people have to do something. And this is what's so great, because New California State's doing something. We're going to put on the vest, okay? And we're going to get people to encourage them to put the vest on. Get out in the street and start protesting. Start doing something. The people have the power. They don't realize they have the power, but they have the power. They got to do something about it. And I'm so sick and tired of these people just laying back and doing nothing. This fraud, the government, this deep, dark state with Mueller and the rest of it, and nothing's happening. Where's the prosecutions? Boy, there better be some change. It better be quick. This country's finished. And I'm telling you, I'm going down swinging. I know you are, Paul, too. And we got to do something. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Get the vest on. Get something on. Get something in your head and brain and go out there and start protesting and change this. This has got to change. It's got to stop. I'm sick and tired of getting run over like by trucks, like these fraudulent people that they are. Tired of it.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that, you know, we're burying George Bush Sr. and everybody's having their day of and feeling sorry for George Bush. I don't feel sorry. He gave us United Nations Agenda 21. And, you know, I'm not being harsh. I'm just being real because, you know, we're up here in Northern California, and I don't know how many thousands of people have died because of United Nations Agenda 21 policies of getting everybody off the rural land and depopulation, which is exactly what they want to do. George Bush, apparently, he failed to let everybody know about that with the One World Order speeches that he gave. And now we're subjected, we're just being turned into subjects of globalization here. And we're fighting it, of course. We're not going to allow that to happen. But it's going to be getting ugly, unfortunately. That's what, you know, that's what we're going to be experiencing unless we get it handled. You know, New California is a way to eliminate, and hopefully that's one of the reasons we started the New California movement, because we understood that there could be an issue with violence. So we're offering an alternative to violence, which is what the Constitution calls for, and that is a safe transition into a new state, which is what we call New California. And, of course, now there's New Nevada out there.
That's exactly right, and it's going to catch on from there, too, with other states. You know, the thing is, these people are in their beltway bubble. They never come out of that beltway bubble that they live in, and they make these policies that the middle America, middle class, and the people on a living hard lives of working, getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, come home at 5, work, and then they pay taxes, and they never see what's really on the streets, what's on the level of people that bust their you-know-what every day to keep alive, to stay alive. And they don't see that. And they live in that little stinking beltway bubble. They make policies for these people down here, and they never listen to us. And guess what? This is what a real America is, where I'm at, where you're at. We're living the everyday struggle that you got to, you know, fighting. And we're down here, in we're the street Marines. On the street, fighting for America, campaigning for America to keep it safe, to keep it fair, and, you know, keep a fair playing field. And what are they doing? You got Lindsey Graham over there making his arrogant, condescending policies, along with the rest. Nancy Pelosi, who lives in her multi-million-dollar mansion, never walked the streets of San Francisco's to walk through her cesspool that she runs over there. And they don't ever see this. And this is the problem. And, you know, these people, they just don't see it. And they never get out of that beltway bubble over there. And it's disgusting, because this is what I love about President Trump. He is a blue-collar billionaire. He understands the people. He talks to the people on the street like you and I. He knows us. He goes to those people, and he really believes in those people of running America, not the beltway bubble politicians, deep dark state people.
Stay with us, Dane. We got a break coming up, and come back. We're going to talk more to Dane Censor and this protest that really speaks something to the California voter fraud system. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Looks to me from afar, from Britain, where I am based usually, that Les Gilets Jaunes is morphing into something much bigger than just the rise of petrol prices, into something that is a bit, you know, what in France we call jacquerie or fronde. This rebellions that occasionally shakes French society. And there's something quite uncanny and a bit worrying about it when both extreme right and extreme left are kind of endorsing the movement, because what it shows is a lack of democratic opposition to Emmanuel Macron. You know, the left and the right are completely absent from the debate. So therefore, the only vocal opposition there is in France is the extremes. And it makes me think of Cinque Stelle in Italy, especially with the social networks, you know, just a petition between eight friends. And here we are tomorrow, we're told that the country is going to be paralyzed. And there's something, you know, slightly worrying about it.
Yeah, slightly worrying about it. This is the protest movement. This was actually done on the 16th. I wanted to bring that out there. This is the protest movement that's going on in France. And with us right now is Dane Censor, who's been pounding on the table that we all should probably put on red or yellow vest. And Dane, this is this one of the dilemmas that they have there. And by the way, this is the collision course for California. And ultimately, the rest of the nation, and this is the thing that needs to be brought out. You heard this news commentator in France on the 16th saying that the frustration with the people is that you have the extreme left and you have the extreme right, and no one's listening to either side. In California, with its monoparty system, with the dictator at the top, you don't have anybody listening on the left or the right. And there's no avenue for the left or the right to do something. So they're coming together going there, and they're both protesting. I see that happening in California. I'll tell you why. Because in New California, I'm getting calls from the liberal left and calls from the conservatives. And there's no in-between because they're not, neither side right now is being listened to. Your thoughts, Dane?
Well, this is why when I saw this video from this woman of France, it was so powerful and so passionate. It brought me to my knees. It brought me to my own knees. I saw myself screaming out there. I saw you praying, getting on our knees with our hands out in the side, begging to, like, don't shoot me. Why are you pointing your guns at me, government? You should be with me here. This is how I felt when I saw this, and this is what I feel like when we're in California here. We're on our hands and knees. We're begging and praying. What are you doing to us? This is our country. This is your country. Why are you doing this to us? This is what's so incredible, and this is why New California is saying. This is why I was in such solidarity with this woman that I feel like going out and rounding up thousands and millions of people and saying, let's get our yellow vests, let's take to the street in a peaceful manner and say, what are you doing to this? This is our country. What's going on here? It's just, I'll tell you that this video was so powerful. It moved me so much. As you can tell my voice this morning, I see what's happening. I see what's happening there. But I see this video is so powerful because it shows when the people, us, the people, okay, Californians, Americans, will get out, they can change it because they have the power. It's not the government. It's not the stinking deep dark state that has the power. They think they have the power, but they got no power because guess what? They are in a deep, when I say dark, I always put dark in front of it because they do it from a devious, fraudulent, powerful way for themselves. And that's wrong, okay? They don't come from a righteous view. They're like the many Americans who break their back every day working. And this is what's so important about New California. We, you, Paul, we get down on our hands and knees and we're saying, what are you doing to us? This is our country. How can you be destroying your own country with their ridiculous policies? I mean, here we are, American citizens, and guess what? We have thousands and millions of illegals, and Jerry Brown is giving them $25 billion a year, billion with a B, like you say, a year, to help them instead of our poor, own, dying, starving citizens.
Dane, listen to this young lady. She's not a happy camper, you know, and again, the passion is very, very well felt, even if we're not seeing her, but it's pretty amazing stuff. This is the kind of stuff that's going to happen. Welcome to the end. This is what happens in the world of sustainability, you know, with climate change, global warming, the fraud that it is, the policies that it's provoked, what's happened up here in the burn in paradise. Sons of bitches.
It's a horrible, Paul. And I'll tell you, you don't even have to be viewing that video, but I hope everybody in America sees it and all of the world sees that woman. She was basically begging for her life, begging for her family and begging for her country, and they basically figuratively had a gun at her head and they were about to shoot her, and she was saying, why? You're my country. You're shooting me. You're killing me. And this is what we are saying. Same thing we're saying for New California. Why are you killing us and destroying us, bringing in millions of illegal people when we're own citizens here need help from you? And what do? You're feeding it out to somebody else. This is the insanity of America right now. And I'll tell you, I just listened to that voice of that woman. It moved me so much. I tell you, it brought me to tears, to her passion and her powerful statement. If you could watch it, it's incredible, because she gets on her hands and knees and begs, basically, for her country, herself, and her family. And you can feel it. You can feel it a million miles away. And this is what I feel, too. I feel like you and I and the people in New California are doing the same thing. And there's so few of us. We're saying, why are there so few of us? Can't you see what's happening? Please join us. Please join us. Help us. We're trying to help you. We feel sometimes like we're in the wilderness screaming at a tree and nobody's listening. But they are going to listen, and we are going to change things, because God willing, they will hear our voice in the wilderness, and we will become 1, 2, 4, 8, and millions, and people will change, and they will listen, because the people have the power, Paul, and you know that, I know that. But until they realize it, we have to do what we can do to change what's the state of mind of America, the people. They can win the power. They have the power. We have to do something. We have to, because we're being destroyed slowly but surely.
Well, we're not going to let them. That is really the long and short of it. And here in New California, we're not going to let them. And we are New California now. We declared independence in January 15, 2018, something that people do not want to forget. New California has declared its independence, and we're functioning and starting to function with a government system that's going to form a new state. I mean, that's just a fact. That's just a reality. And the reason is because for the screams of this woman in France, we're all being affected by the same globalist notion that was brought to us by George Bush, who's being buried today. In fact, he made his New World Order speech on September 11th, 1991. Maybe people might want to remember that date. 10 years before 9/11, 2001. Hello. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out these dates and the symbolism behind it. It's significant. And the planning that's gone into the destruction of United States of America and California, as you're seeing right now before your very eyes. But New California stops that. And we know that. Listen, Dane, thanks for being with us. We got to run for time right now. And we got Tana Gertz coming up next. So you might want to definitely, like everybody else, stay tuned for Tana. She's a Trump advisor, and she's going to be with us. Thanks a lot, Dane. Okay, we got, like I said, Tana Gertz coming up in the next hour. She's a Trump advisor, and she's going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about, well, she spent some Thanksgiving with the Trumps, so I think that's significant, and we'll be talking about that. What would it be like to spend Thanksgiving with the President of the United States? I mean, seriously? Seriously. That is, in fact, what is happening. Getting a lot of messages from you right now. My screen on the screen is just ding, 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 ding. Anyway, about the screaming woman in France. And that was from Prison Planet, InfoWars Prison Planet, where we got that one up. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website on a21r.com. We have these stories and many, many more. We're going to be talking. We're going to have Tana, I believe, with us for the first 20 minutes of the next hour. Then we're going to pick it back up with the voter fraud, because our own Katie Grimes weighs in on, well, the voter fraud that took place here in California. It's a national phenomenon, and we don't want to leave it behind. No votes left behind, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news. That's Agenda21Radio.news. Maybe we should all wear yellow vests.
Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.